President Obama will meet later today with congressional leaders here in Washington about their legislative plans and says one measure for which he wants is specific authorization is the airstrikes of U.S.-led coalition, the ones they're conducting against the Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. When Mr. Obama first announced the air campaign against the insurgents back in September, he used the congressional permission cited by then-President George W. Bush more than a decade ago to retaliate against al-Qaeda after its 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. that killed nearly 3,000 people. But Mr. Obama said at his news conference this week it is time now to resize and right-size and update his war authorization to suit the current fight rather than previous fights. He said the U.S. military force needs both White House and congressional support.
The world needs to know we are united behind this effort, and the men and women of our military deserve our clear and unified support.
And on the war front, Syrian Observatory of Human Rights, which is based in Britain, said airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition shifted off the Islamic State instead of targeting two other hardline militant groups, including the Nusra Front.